رب اشرح لي صدري. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. The topic for this day is missing pair of our world. According to Islamic teachings, our world is incomplete, imperfect. It is going to replace by another world that is perfect and ideal and permanent and eternal. So this world has a pair, and that pair is at present that pair is missing. So this is the theme of present talk. Now, I would like to begin from the recent news about global warming. You know, every day there are some news about global warming. Yesterday, I read a news item that we have only 10 years. 10 years is very fatal. The caption was that the countdown has begun. Countdown has begun. So everything is jeopardized. Every day there are news in TV and in newspaper, everywhere, that glaciers are melting and this and that. So, if you read the Quran, it is not a strange news. It is a natural news. Because, you know, Quran is the word of God. God has described His creation plan in the Quran. And in this Quran, although it was revealed in the first quarter of 7th century, when there was no industrialization, when there was no global warming, nothing. But in the first quarter of 7th century, Quran declared that present world is a temporary world. The day will come when this world will be destroyed, and then we reconstruct another world. يَوْمَ تَبَدَّلَ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. So according to the Quranic statement, this world was created as a testing ground, not a permanent abode for mankind. This was stated in the Quran in the first quarter of 7th century, before all these industrializations, before all these scientific news, before all these scientific discoveries, before present global warming. So Quran is book of God. The theme of the Quran is creation plan of God. This is the theme of the Quran. So Quran says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتُ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. There are other verses of the Quran that tell us that present world was created as a testing ground. Man is here only as a test. He is put on test. Then, what is the purpose of test? Quran tells us that pre-death period is test period, and post-death period is reward period. There is a hell and heaven. So those who prove to be a deserving candidate for paradise, they will be rewarded paradise. And others will go to hell. So present world was not created as a permanent world, as an eternal world. Not as an eternal world. It was for a short period. It was created for a short period. And now the countdown has begun. There's no doubt about it. Every day you see and hear this news in the media. So, for a person who has studied Quran, it is not new, because he is acquainted of this news. So I think that it is correct statement that countdown has begun. We are heading towards a world. We are heading towards the end of the world. We are living in the age when the history is going to be end. And then the world hereafter will begin. Now, I would like to refer a very relevant verse in the Quran. It is وَمِن كُلِّ الشَّيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْن لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This verse you can see in chapter Az-Zariyat. وَمِن كُلِّ الشَّيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْن لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. It means that God created everything in pairs so that you may take lesson, so that you may reflect that where is the another pair of this world. You know, the whole world is created in pairs. The whole world is a combination of atoms. And what is atom? In every atom there are two particles, positive particle and negative particle. So every atom is a combination of pairs, pair of negative particle, positive particle. So the whole world is pure world. Whole world. Then you see, let us take the plant kingdom. Science has discovered that plants are also based on pair system. There are female plant or female plant. There are male plant or female plant. In plant kingdom, there are male plant and female plant. So here also you can see the pair system. Then let us take the animal world. Here also you know that there are she animal and he animal. Here also there are she animal and he animal. Then let us take the human being. Here also you see that there are men and women, men and women, men and women. So the whole world is a world of pairs. Now I would like to refer a scientific theory. Some scientists have theorized that our world has also a pair, just like an atom. Without pair, this world cannot exist. These scientists have theorized that our world is a pair world. Without pair, it cannot exist. So they maintain that present world is a positive world and there is another world that is negative world. Although this pair world is not visible, but it is there. Because all the physical laws require this hypothesis. According to the physical law, scientists have theorized that our world is a pair world. One world is visible and the other world is not visible, but it is there. Now, let us take again that verse. We created everything in pairs so that we may take lesson, so that we may reflect. This Quranic verse refers a very important aspect of our life. You know, every human being is born with desires, aspirations, wishes, longings. In one word, you can say that every human being is born with desires, numerous desires, unlimited desires. But, you know, no one was able to fulfill his desires. Everyone dies without fulfilling his desires. Because we have desire, but we are a limited being. Our limitations, our disadvantages are permanent hindrance towards fulfilling these desires. For example, there are so many problems with us. Problem of disease and boredom and old age an accident, and finally death. So everyone is, everyone has desires, but he is not able to fulfill his desires because of these shortcomings, because of these limitations, and because of death. Death is killer of all our desires. All those kings, all those wealthy people, and all those heroes died in despair. So it means that man has desires, but man has no world. But man is not able to fulfill his desires. It means we require, we need a world of fulfillment. We are living in a world of desire. Now we need another world. This world of fulfillment. So where is that world? That is pair of this world. This is the true meaning of that verse of the Quran. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْنِ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. We have a world of desire, but we don't have the world of fulfillment. So this is the pair. That pair is missing. World of fulfillment is missing. World of desire is here, but world of fulfillment is missing. So it is missing pair. So that verse invites you to reflect, where is that missing pair? Without that missing pair, this world is incomplete. If you are able to discover that missing pair, then we can complete this world. Otherwise, it is incomplete. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. We created everything in pairs so that you may reflect. It means that in this vast universe, every atom and everything was created in pair. So why this pair is missing? You know, our world is a very, very vast world. There are numerous things, and everything is in pairs. So why God created all things in pair, but only one pair is missing? There is a world of fulfillment. This is the true meaning of that verse. Now I would like to refer another point. You know, there are billion and billion novels and stories. All these novels are stories of tragedy. There is no great novel that is comedy. All the great novels are tragedy. Now, what is a novel? Novel is history of wishes, history of longings, history of desires. In every novel, you can see that man's desires is recorded in novel, in the... What is novel? Novel means record of man's wishes in fictitious style. Novel is nothing but record of wishes, record of desires in the form of fiction. So there are numerous novels, but all the novels, all the great novels are tragedies. It means that all the novels tell us a very sad story, that man is doomed to failure. Man has desires, but there is no way to fulfill these desires. This is the story of novels. Novels and history and poetry. All these stories, all the novels, and all the poetry tell us this sad aspect of our life. So, it means, in other words, that every novel tells us that here is a missing pair. Although this verse you cannot read in a novel, but it is there. All the novels, all the stories, all the poetries express that this sentiment, that they give us this news about the history, that, oh man, you are doomed to failure. You have desires, but you cannot fulfill your desires. So that part of your life is missing. It is this fact which I call missing pair. Missing pair means world of desire is here. There is one pair, and world of fulfillment is not. There is another pair. So we have to discover that pair, that missing pair. Nuno Milton has published a book that is well known with this title, Paradise Lost. I can tell you that Quran is paradise discovered. Milton only announced that paradise, I want paradise, but there is no paradise that I can achieve. So Milton's story is Paradise Lost. Quran tells you that paradise is here. You can discover paradise. If you read Quran, you can discover paradise. And that is, when you know the creation plan of God, then you are in a position to discover that paradise. According to the creation plan of God, our life span was divided into two parts. According to the creation plan of God, our life is divided into two parts, pre-death period and post-death period. post pre-death period is one pair of life and post-death period is the another pair of our life. So in pre-death period, we are on the test. And in the second part of the life, we will be awarded the result of the missing part of the pair, that is paradise. But paradise, this settlement will be on selective ground and not on common ground. This settlement will be on selective basis rather than common basis. It means that everyone is not going to paradise. Every man and woman is not going to paradise. Only selective people will receive this blessing. And who are those selective people? They are those who have stand at the test. Those who are deserving candidate of paradise. And what is that test? God gave man freedom. Because without freedom, there is no test. So when God settled man in this testing ground in the present world, he gave man freedom, complete freedom. And here is the test. Those who misuse their freedom, they will go to hell. And those who saved themselves from misusing, they will go to paradise. So proper use of freedom or misuse of freedom, this is the demarcation of the both group. This is the creation plan of God. And according to this creation plan, that missing pair of world is paradise. And paradise is the another part of our earth. Then, I would like to defer one very important point. That is, that these things are very clear. But why people fail to understand it? The reason is conditioning. There is a hadith, the Prophet of Islam has said, Kullu mauludi yuladu ala al-fitra fa abawahu yahudanihi wa majusanihi wa nasrani. Everyone is born on nature. Everyone is born on divine nature. Then his parents make him Jew or Christian or Parsi. Here, these three words are, don't take these three words in literal sense. You have to generalize it. You have to universalize it. Then you will find the true meaning of this hadith. This hadith tells us about the conditioning, what is now known, the phenomena which is now known as conditioning. Conditioning. So this hadith means that everyone is Mr. Nature by birth. Everyone is Mr. Nature by birth, but his parents turn him into Mr. Conditioned. Everyone is Mr. Nature by birth, but his parents turned him into Mr. Condition. So this is the problem. According to my experience, I can say that there is no exception at all. Everyone is Mr. Condition, because after taking birth, he lives in a family, in a society, in an institutions. So everyone becomes Mr. Conditioned. The first thing that is required is to decondition himself. Without deconditioning, one cannot understand anything. Without deconditioning, everyone is stupid. Everyone is like blind. So first requirement is to put him in process of deconditioning. The first requirement is to put him in the process of deconditioning. Otherwise, we cannot understand anything. Then there is a very, very big problem. At present, the whole society becomes a consumer society, entertainment society. People don't know nothing except to earn money and then adopt the hoo-ha culture, consumer culture. This is life. Eat, drink and be merry. So everyone is like an intellectual dwarf. Everyone is deprived of intellectual development. People are living like an animal. The present education is also a hindrance. Why? Because present education is a professional education. They take education only to develop their career. Career is the only target. Profession is the only target. Everyone wants to become an earning animal. And the educational institutions are a training center of these earning animals. So it is very difficult to address these minds. It is very difficult. They cannot understand any deeper meaning. of life. They know nothing except to earn money and go to hawker culture, outing, shopping, consumerism. That's all. It's a very difficult problem. So the basic questions of life is not understandable to these people, because they are conditioned. They are intellectually dwarf. They know nothing except to eat, drink, and be merry. So it's very difficult. People are dying every day without knowing the purpose of life. Although every day there is news about global warming. Global warming means doomsday is coming. What is global warming? Why glaciers are melting? Why all these phenomena? It is warning that doomsday is coming. But due to the lack of intellectual development, they can understand anything. Due to their conditioning, they cannot understand anything. It's very difficult. It is very, very difficult. Yesterday, I read in the newspaper that we have only 10 years. What an alarming news. Only 10 years. To reconstruct our thinking, we have only 10 years to rethink, to reconstruct our life. What an alarming news. The doomsday is coming. The countdown has begun. We have only 10 years to rethink, to revise, to reconstruct our lifestyle. But people are unaware. They don't know nothing. Why? Because of that conditioning. Because of that intellectual dwarfism. Present generation is facing two very grave problem: conditioning and intellectual dwarfism. All these consumer culture, all these hua culture, it is nothing but that is intellectual dwarfism. It is intellectual dwarfism. The present generation is facing two grave danger: conditioning and intellectual dwarfism. This is the problem everywhere in the world. So-called developed countries and other countries, both are facing the same problem. Underdeveloped countries and so-called developed countries, all are facing the same problem. So now the time is to rethink, to reconstruct our lifestyle. The countdown has begun. So I think that we have to be very serious to discover that missing pair of our world. As I have said earlier that we are living in a world of desire. This is the world where we are living. It is the world of desire. But our soul, our mind, our heart wants another world. That is the world of fulfillment. That is missing pair. So you have to discover this missing pair. This missing pair lies in the post-death period. The post-death period. Yawma tubaddalul ardu ghayral ard. A very important verse in the Quran. Yawma tubaddalul ardu ghayral ard. It means that God will destroy this earth and he will reconstruct of this world. The day will come when Creator will destroy this world and he will reconstruct this world. So the time of reconstruction of this world is very near. Yawma tubaddalul ardu ghayral ard. When we destroy the present earth and we will reconstruct it, and that reconstructed world, and the reconstructed world is paradise, and that reconstructed world is paradise. So we have to know this reality, this fact. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. Now, the Prophet of Islam has said a very relevant hadith. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira. It means that the world of happiness is only in the hereafter. This was said in the first quarter of 7th century. After this saying, we created a civilization, we created an industrial revolution. Perhaps you know about the book published by Alvin Toffler, Future Shock. That future shock now has been materialized. So before all these things, Prophet of Islam has said in the first quarter of 7th century that Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira. O God, I bear witness. Oh God, I bear witness that the world of happiness lies in the hereafter, not in this world. The true happiness lies in the post-death period and not in pre-death period. This was declared by the Prophet of Islam in the first quarter of 7th century. Before all these developments, now all these developments has reached to its end. Our civilization has ended into global warming. Our civilization, our consumer culture, our development, our scientific progress has ended into global warming. What a strange phenomenon. So everyone who wants to live in happiness, he must reconsider. Everyone who wants to live in a world where he can fulfill his desires, must seek paradise. Without paradise, there is no fulfillment at all. Then what is paradise? The Prophet of Islam tell us in the language of, in a symbolic language. There is a hadith, it tell us that when the day of judgment, at the day of judgment, all the people of history, all the men and women of history will be gathered in the Maidan Hashr, and everyone will find everyone will be judged by God. Some people will go to paradise and some will go to hell. Then the hadith says that one person is standing in the Maidan Hashr, waiting his fate, waiting the judgment of God about himself. So he says, O God, you did not give me paradise. Now, show me what is paradise. I want to see what is paradise. I want to see my eyes. What is paradise? About which I was ignored. So God will order to angels open the door of paradise so that this man can see the paradise. So when the door is open and he sees the paradise, he finds paradise so beautiful, so meaningful, so pleasant, then he becomes thrilled. Then he says, O God, give me paradise. Now I know what is the paradise, so please give me paradise as a blessing. God will say, O man, I will give you two worlds like that world where we are living in, our present world, in planet Earth. Two planet Earth, where there are Moscow, Washington, London and Paris and so on. So, O man, I am ready to give you two worlds like that. But don't ask me paradise. Don't ask me paradise. Two worlds of like this. With all those cities, all those countries, all those developments, all those civilizations, all those gardens, all those this and that. So God says that I will give you two worlds like this. But don't ask paradise. So that man will reply. This is the culmination of that dialogue. This is the culmination of that dialogue between man and God in the Maidan Hashr. Ya Rabbi, كيف اكون اشقى عبادك. يا رب كيف اكون اشقى عبادك. او God, how can I take that two word and leave paradise. It's not possible for me. As compared to paradise, all those two words are worthless. As compared to paradise, all those two words are worthless. So how I can take these two words? Why this man will say like this? What is the reason? The reason is very clear. Present world is an imperfect world. Present world is an imperfect world. And paradise is a perfect world. Present world is an imperfect world. And paradise is a perfect world. And you know, no quantity of imperfection can be equal of a perfect world. 2,000 imperfect worlds are not equal to one perfect world. So this world is imperfect world. And paradise is a perfect world, ideal world, in every sense of the word. So this is the difference. So by this hadith, you can understand that what is paradise. There is a hadith that La aynun raat wala udhunun samiyat wala khatara ala qalbi bashar. It means that paradise is so beautiful, paradise is so good that no one was able to see it, and no one has ever seen it, no one ever has heard it, and no one is able to think about it. This is the paradise. Here I would like to see, I would like to add one more point. People generally take paradise as a place of material comfort. It is to understate paradise. Although in paradise there are all kinds of material pleasure, it is a fact that in paradise there are all kind of pleasure, all kind of material happiness. But in paradise there are more than this. That is, to live according to our to find complete fulfillment in this world, we are deprived of complete fulfillment because our mind is mind has enormous capacity. I can say that our mind has unlimited capacity. But our world is limited. Here everything is limited. Our mind wants unlimited joy. Our mind wants unlimited joy. But our body is limited. Body cannot afford unlimited joy. And our world is limited. We cannot find all those items in this world. So our body is limited. Our body is limited and this planet Earth is also limited. Except our mind. It is a fact that our mind is unlimited. But except our mind. Mind means capacity. Capacity. So it is a fact that our capacity is unlimited. But other than capacity, everything is limited. Everything is limited. So how you can achieve unlimited joy in such a world? It is true that we have unlimited desire. We have unlimited desire. But when the world is limited, how we can fulfill all those desires? It is impossible. We cannot overcome this contradiction in this world. It is paradise where this contradiction will disappear. In paradise, this contradiction will not exist. So only in desire, only in paradise we can achieve unlimited joy, total fulfillment, complete happiness, because paradise is ideal world, paradise is a perfect world, paradise is an unlimited world. Arzuha samavat vallars. Arzuha samavat vallars. So we have to understand this fact. We have to prepare ourselves for that perfect world that is eternal paradise. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم اجمعين.